Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Voice of America in Dar es Salaam. I have a very special radio program for you today. I am at the conference center, Mlimani Conference Center in Dar es Salaam at Access 2023. Now, Access is the big Pan-African music conference for collaboration, exchange, and showcases of African music, everything from rising stars, famous stars, music professionals, marketers, managers. It's all about the African music industry and what can we do to make it better. So we are going to have a show full of people that are coming through my booth. I have a Voice of America booth right here at the conference. It's also housing Roger Muntu from Voice from VOA Afrique, his show, RM show. He's also here, but not right now at the moment. And so we're going to hear from a lot of people and a lot of music coming through the booth, starting with
Jordan Anthony Swain.
Jordan Anthony Swain, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. So tell us who you are, why you're here, and what do you have to share with us today on air?
Sure. So my name is Jordan Anthony Swain. I'm the CEO of Mumbleway Records. We're a record label based in Nairobi and in Tanzania between Arusha and Dar es Salaam. And we represent, and as well as Puerto Rico in the Caribbean.
Oh.
We represent Pan-African artists and our global diaspora, and we empower them with ownership and representation so that we can rise and reach our full potential as artists and as entrepreneurs.
Mm, that sounds great. Really great. You brought some music.
Yes. So
what
I'm
is
also
it?
An artist as well.
Okay.
So this song just dropped recently. It's called Usiende, which is this Kiswahili for don't go or please don't leave.
Don't go. All right. We're going to hear it. I'm queuing it up right now. It was so nice to meet you. Thanks for coming
by. Thank you
by.
So much for having me.
We're going to listen to his song, and then we'll be back with more artists from Access.
Moyo nini likupenda, nikaona ni sawa, tuwe wote maishani. Moyo nini likupenda, nikaona ni sawa, tuwe wote maishani. Nahitaji unibembeleze, nahitaji unibembeleze, nahitaji unibembeleze, nahitaji unibembeleze.
was Usiende by Jordan Anthony Swain. He just was visiting us, left the booth a minute ago, but now I have somebody else next to me, in front of me. How are you doing? What's your name?
I'm good. My name is Crispin George. I'm from Tanzania.
All right. Yeah. Crispin.
Crispin, yeah.
That's a nice name.
Thank you.
All right. So tell us about yourself.
I'm Crispin George. You know, I'm a Tanzanian, I can say, TV and radio media personality. You know, I've been doing this for a while. So now I'm here, you know.
That's great. Yeah. So what is the name of your show?
My name of the show, now I'm working to the other media. It's called Genie FM. My show is called Roundabout. It's a drive show from, you know, from 4 to 7, you know, but mm-hmm. I have my platform right now because I've been doing this for a while, since like 2012. Mm-hmm. I've been doing some podcasts, but now I become, you know, maybe I can say the owner of radio station. I have opened my own radio station, but it's online for right now. It's called Nkito FM. Nkito,
how do you spell that?
Nkito FM.
Nkito.
Nkito. Nkito. Nkito. Nkito means sound.
Sound FM.
Sound FM. It's like Sound FM. So in Swahili, we say Mkito.
Okay.
Mkito, like a slang.
Great. Yeah. So how can people listen? Just
People, they can listen like through the links. You know, maybe they can go to the website, and mm-hmm. they can go to the, you know, page there at Instagram at Nkito FM, when you set Nkito FM, so that you can listen anywhere, everywhere you go. So it's just like that.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Nkito.com?
Nkito.com mm-hmm. or Nkito FM. When you search something like that,
yeah,
you listen to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, for sure.
You're awesome.
Thank you.
I asked you to find a song that you like. You chose Number One. By Platinums.
Yeah,
but and Davido.
Yeah.
This is 10 years old.
10 years old and one of the biggest songs in Africa, I can say, and Tanzania. Because I can see I'm the number one, and Nkito FM is becoming the number one radio station.
Oh, yes. You got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Woo! Here's Number One.
Enjoy.
Yes. Ha.
Your body, they shake. My money, they wait.
Davido from like 10 years ago almost. What a different sound. Hey everyone, I am in Dar es Salaam at Access 2023 in my booth, VOA Music booth, and I have a string of people coming in who are participants in Access. Now, in front of me is a nice-looking young man in a white shirt with a blue tie, got his headphones on. What's your name and what do you do?
I'm Kevin Sotel. And I'm from the National Arts Council of Tanzania.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So tell us about it.
Good. So the National Arts Council is the government body that deals with provision and promotion of the artworks in Tanzania, all the artworks. So we promote artists, we market artists, and we advise the government in all matters related to art.
Fantastic. Art, musical art, or more than musical art, all forms of art?
All forms of art.
All forms
but me, I am in the music section.
Aha. Okay. Wow, yeah. That's terrific. So what is the best project you've participated in, Ben?
Good. So currently, I'm supervising, by the way, I'm the coordinator of the project called Basata Vibes. So Basata Vibes is a project that aim at providing platform to underground artists who are trying to find their way to the mainstream.
I see.
So we give them a platform to perform in their region. So we travel to different regions in Tanzania, and we give them platforms, and we pay them, by the way.
That's nice. Yeah. That's really great.
Yeah, so we are doing this project in collaboration with Arians Francel Dar Islam. Have you ever heard of Arians Francel?
Oh, I just gave a concert there a couple days ago. Yeah. I'm a singer, too.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So we are collaborating with Rian's friends of Dar Islam to do this project. It's a very nice project. And like 3 days ago, we were to Tanga. I don't know if you ever heard of Tanga.
No.
Tanga is a coastal region found in Tanzania. And
nice.
We had more than 2,000 people who attended the show and more than 50 artists attended the show.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Yes. Kevin, before you go, come back. You selected this song, so tell us about this song, Karibu Tanzania. Who is it by and what does it mean?
Oh, good. Karibu Tanzania means welcome to Tanzania. And this song was composed with our very own artist called Ahmed Kiduku. By the way, he's an outstanding artist in Tanzania in Singeli music. Have you ever heard of Singeli?
Yes, I have, and so, we're going to learn more about that later.
Yeah. Good, yeah. So
this is Singeli.
This is Singeli.
All right. Thanks again.
Kuifazia ziwa manyara acha ubishi Nikumbi mjota za meswala na mbogo Wanapendeze shambuka yetu mbongo Ifazi ya Arusha uwameja mbega Kwa kweli ni nzuri ifazi na pendeza Ala kukwele ifazi ya kurigicha Wanyama kibao ya nipendegezo lako Karibu ni Tanzania
Radio. Hello, people. This is your lady, Sharifa Gunu, and you are listening to Heather Maxwell. Music Time in Africa, VOA.
Yes, yes, yes. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. I'm at Access 2023 in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. As they say, well, I usually say Tanzania, but since I've been here, I realize I don't think anyone else says that. At least they don't here in Tanzania. And I am now with another wonderful guest. Her name is Victoria Ngong. She's beautiful. She's wearing this beautiful red, fluffy, flowery, no, not fluff, fluffy red dress. And anyway, how are you doing, Victoria?
Very well, thank you. Lovely to be here with you.
Thank you, you too. So tell us what you're doing here at Access.
Right. I'm a speaker on one of the panels. I literally just finished my session.
How'd it go?
Whoa. Okay, so I say to people, I say to people, do not invite me to speak at your event if you do not want sincerity. So I think I dished out a lot of sincerity. Sometimes some people love it, sometimes some don't. But this time, I think it hit the right spot, because once I got down from the stage, there was so much excitement. I had like 40 people around me all wanting to talk, exchange contacts, and I'm like, yay, we won.
That's cool. So what did you talk about? What is your job? What do you do in music? Are you a singer?
No, I can't sing to save my life. However, I help singers. I help passionate, talented people make a profitable career out of their talent and passion. And then I sell Africa to the world through music. So I manage talents, I produce events and TV shows, and I do public relations for some brands and artists as well.
That's fantastic. What's the name of your company?
My company, the model company, the first one I opened, is QTB Events and Entertainment. But right now, on the 22nd of this month, which is my birthday, I'm launching a new brand called Bridger Freak. And that is basically to foster collaborations among artists on the continent and creatives more, and just help them grow outside their countries. Like, they need to do a bit more and explore a lot more of them.
That's great. Bridge Afrique.
Bridge Afrique.
And can people find that if they search it online?
Absolutely.
Bridge Afrique. A-F-R-I-Q-U-E?
No. Bridge, then A-F-R-I-C.
Oh, Bridge Afrique.
Like Africa without the A.
I see. And where are you from?
I'm from Nigeria.
I could tell. I'm like, wait, she doesn't have a Tanzanian accent. Okay. All right. Tell us a few of the people that you manage. So the listeners might know.
Literally, I've worked with most of the big names, either for consulting or business management. I'm going to go way back, like 2007, I did the first Peace Square African tour, then a few African countries. Mm-hmm. I consulted a bit for Davido as well for his African invasion. That's when he was just trying to take the music outside the frontiers of Nigeria in the early stages. I've worked with Harry Song. I produced the 50th anniversary of African music with Akon. That was 2010. Mm-hmm. I've been managing Tufan. They are from Togo. Maybe you know
them. I know them.
Tufan for like 10 years now.
Jeez.
But on the Anglophone side.
But guys, if you could see Victoria, you wouldn't believe that she's done all this, because she looks young and not tired at all. You look fresh and young. But it gets tiring working with all these artists over all the years. How do you stay so vibrant?
I think with experience, after so many years, it becomes like a way of living. Mm-hmm. I also think that the artists have learned to work with me as well. You know how you build and you become an authority in a certain domain? Mm-hmm. People are a bit more careful how to stress you out, because they know that your time is also spread thin amongst other things. So we found a comfortable place where the artists understand that we are colleagues, essentially. You don't stress me, I don't stress you. We're working together, you know, to get you your dream, your desire. And then the kind of projects I also do beyond talent management, I think they help. I started with producing Kora Awards back in the day in South Africa. Then I did the Headies in Nigeria. Now I'm associate producer for Afrima Awards.
Okay.
I also just finished talent production for the Trace Awards in Rwanda, the inaugural one.
Okay, I'm wearing glasses. They're sunglasses, actually, everybody, because I lost my glasses and my sunglasses are prescription. I'm taking them off to stare at her in the eyes like, what? Who are you, Superwoman?
So that helps them. It helps them, actually, would I say, make my life easier. We understand each other, and we work when we have to work.
That's great. All right. Well, it was so nice to meet you and speak with you and have you share your story with everybody listening. You decided on a song. Lonely at the Top.
Yes.
By Ashake.
Yeah, thank you.
Money on my mind.
Money, money, money.
Care what you're yanning about me in particular.
Oh, call me.
Out here on your road chasing my dream because I know.
Oh, can't you see for me?
Oh, la, 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 the man, but my love.
Was Lonely at the Top by Ashake. Hello, everybody. You know what? I think you know the drill. I've got another person in the booth in front of me, yellow and blue and white striped shirt. How are you doing, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. So what is your name and what do you do?
My name is Godlisten Amasi. I'm a record producer and I'm an executive at an independent record label based in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania.
Nice. What's the name of your record label?
The name is The Music Market.
The Music Market. And what kind of music do you support, do you promote?
We support up-and-coming artists ranging from Afro sounds, Afro beats, and all the way to hip-hop, rap,
wow,
and other genres.
Okay. And how long has the company been going?
The company, I started it on late 2021, but the label is just started on March.
Yeah. Oh, great. So it's new.
Yeah, it's new.
All right. Who's the, your biggest artist right now?
All right. Now we are debuting an artist named Timmy T.
Mm-hmm.
And the record label as an artist itself. So it has its own catalog of songs that we are currently uploading on all stores.
Okay. And I think I have the song queued up.
Yep.
Timmy T. What is the song called?
Time.
Yeah. Let's listen.
Solo, baba. Yeah.
All right, all right.
I just want to be more than your friend. You rub my head, I can't pretend. You got me crazy, I'm insane. Oh yeah, my love for you gonna go in. Let your guy away, go hold my hand. Nothing to hide, you right in pain. Yeah. Life is all about time. I know they waste your time. Girl, I need your time. Now you feel me. Say my Jojo day, if you want to know.
Everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. I have another guest in the booth, in the VOA booth at Access 2023 in Dar es Salaam. Hello, young man. How are you doing?
Fine, fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
You look extremely handsome with your black leather and your bling here.
Oh, thank you.
I like your style.
Yeah, you know, I'm a musician.
Yeah, a stylish one. What's your name and what do you do?
My name is Benovila Anthony. But most people call me Sir Benoit.
Sir Benoit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's a French, you got a French accent there, Sir Benoit. I liked it. All right, so tell me about yourself. What are you doing here at Access?
Well, I'm a music instructor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you teach?
Music, general.
General music.
Theory okay. And practical.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But I'm a singer, I'm a keyboardist, I'm a guitarist. Drumist, you know.
Yes.
Most of the music instruments I'm playing.
Okay. And you're at Access to do what?
Well.
Network?
Yes, we have. We have. I'm working with the Orchestra Sekinde Original.
Okay. And you were telling me about that. Let's listen to a bit of this one song, and then we'll get back, and I want you to tell us a little bit more about the history of this song. It's really nice.
Yeah.
What is it called again, the song?
Mchepuko.
Mchepuko.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's a story about a man with a concubine.
Ah.
Went out to live with a concubine.
Yeah.
But after some time, he finds that he has gone the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that he's made up his mind to go back home, to his home, to his wife.
And did his wife accept him?
Yeah, exactly.
Good.
Yes.
He's a lucky man.
Nilijua kuwa na mchepuko, nitapata raha ya dunia. Kumbe ndio kwanza nakondeshwa jamani. Bora nibaki njia kuu nyumbani kumenoga. Fatuma mnene.
Okay, we're watching. I'm watching the video as we're listening to this, and you're the singer.
Yes.
Wow, this is great. This music video, guys, for you listening, you need to get on here. Okay, so get on YouTube and check out the band called Orchestra Sekinde, Sikinde Original.
Original.
Original. And the song is called Mchepuko, Mchepuko. Get on there. It's a good video.
Kamani pesa za matumizi na kifurushi cha mapenzi, ninakupa
sitting here with the singer of this song. His name is Sir Benoit. I had a question about this song, but now I forgot it. Shoot. I forgot what I was going to ask you.
About the Concubine Lady?
No, I know now. It was, are you still with this band?
Yes.
Oh, you are? And are you playing around in Dar?
Playing around and here in Dar and sometimes around
the country. It's beautiful. How many people are in the band?
We're 14.
14. So it's really, would you call this Tanzanian rumba?
Yes.
It's Tanzanian rumba.
Exactly.
It sounds like Congolese rumba, but you have your own spin to it.
Yes.
You're singing in Swahili.
We sing in Swahili.
Of course.
Yeah.
You Tanzanians and your Swahili, you like it.
So
you like
mother.
I know.
Well, Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. No, not from Washington, D.C., from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Now, I'm here with another guest, Kontawa.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
So what are you about? Why are you here at Access, Kontawa?
Can I speak Swahili? Yeah, niko likuja kwa ajili ya mjadala wa na Access kuelezea baadhi ya vijana ambao wako mtaani upcoming artists kuwapa motivation ya baadhi ya njia wanazaje kufanya ili kuweza kufika kwenye kuweza kuingia mainstream.
Okay.
So tulikuwa
okay. Can you explain what he just said, please? We have an interpreter.
Yes.
What's
my
your name
is Minali and I'm a journalist from Tanzania and I'm helping Kontawa.
That's nice of you. Thank you.
As well.
Welcome.
Yeah. So basically what he's saying is he's come to Access to be able to share his knowledge and to help young artists who are looking up to him or actually were here today into becoming big artists and going into the mainstream like he's gone into the mainstream in Tanzania.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay. So Kontawa, yes. How long have you been kind of near the top of mainstream music here in Tanzania?
Oh, 1 year and a half.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So what happened? What was your big break?
Okay.
This song? The one I'm going to play?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's listen to it.
Yeah, we can listen.
What is it called?
Champion.
Champion.
Yeah.
And what are you... Who's the champion?
I'm a champion.
You are.
Yeah, the champion ni wimbo ambao unazungumzia maisha halisi ya mtu ambaye anapambana huko mtaani. And bado haamini kama amefanikiwa but kwenye champion namuelezea kwamba kwa namna yoyote no matter what. Yani you need to believe yourself. So yani kivyovyote vile you are the winner.
Oh wow.
No matter una kidogo kiasi gani lakini unatakiwa ujifurahie wewe mwenyewe.
Okay. That was your message.
Champion, yeah, Champion is about a story of a guy that's in the streets that does not actually think they've made it, but the story is about being a winner and that no matter where you are and what you're doing, you've actually made it somehow. It's not, you know, to just kind of congratulate yourself and see what you've done so far and not, you know, just be down. So basically Champion is a song about a winner that is Kontawa and how he's made it out of the streets and how he's become something out of it. That's what the song is about. And it was his breakthrough because that was the song that, you know, put him on the map as well. So it's the lucky song and a special one.
Beautiful story. Let's listen to it.
Okay.
All right.
Oya mitani liyetoka polisi wanauza gongo Hata we mkwele wezi ishi bila uongo Mlo mmoja na bado tulibeba nondo Na maisha kasonga tu Ili sabuni zisiishe situlinyo wa madongo Tukala malaga ni tukache za jwa nondo
oh, si tumetokea bongo na maisha na songa tu. Awe, shazi kawanangu nilopenda, ukija mtani kwangu kutwa defender, ukimiza na Januari mpaka December. Chuma kimoja na lala dada na kaka, watu wa tupi msosi ya toki chacha, baba jambazi mtoto na juza mtani, mama mchawi nyumbani tabaki. Watu wanaoamini kwenye mpango wa Mungu kuna mkono wa mtu. Tumeshina watu wanaoamini siku kundo siku ya kuchinja kuku. Hoya we, hoya we. Tumeshina watu wanaotembea na umeme lakini bado nyumbani walikosa luku. Tukashina watu wanaoamini kwamba bahati bahati zote alipangiwa bukuku. Hapo mwanzoni waliamini hatutopata mafanikio, walotufagilia wakauza mafagio. Mtani kwetu sio mtu aletoboa sana litoboa sikio. Chuma kimoja na lala dada na kaka, watu watupi msosi hata ukichacha, baba jambazi mtoto anajuza mtani, mama mchawi nyumbani atabaki.
Na even if mini komanda mpaka leo nimesimama, I thank God kwa hii power na heshima. Shatembea kwa miguto kwa mazese mpaka Temeke, kuma nafasi ya kuimba na bado nayo sipata. Darao zao na manyanyaso mlifanya tamasi kata, pumzi na kata, koli na kauka, na bati mbaya kamdomoni sina mate, kapiga moyo konde.
All right, man, this is gorgeous. I was telling them earlier, guys, that this is bringing me to tears. It's so sweet. Listen, I have a question for you. So now you're here at Access Kontawa to help other artists already only after 1 year. That's really, really nice of you. It's generous of you. Do you find that there are some artists here that are saying to you, yes, I want you to help me?
Okay, yeah. Kuna baadhi ya artists tofauti tofauti from different country, Congo, Kenya, Uganda. They came, they wamenifuata na wamejaribu ku we exchange a number. I think
listen, I'm actually surprised because this artist from Kenya, Uganda and Congo coming up to me saying I really like your music, I'm your big fan, and I've had the chance to exchange numbers with them. He's had the chance to exchange numbers with them and looking forward to do something together. So he's even uplifting them even on the East African side now. It's not just Tanzania.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you on behalf of everybody.
Thank you too.
Nice to talk to you. That was Kontawa and
Miali.
Yeah. All right. Take it easy.
It's music time in Africa.
All right. Hey, you know what, guys? Now I am with someone else in the booth, and it's someone I have met several years ago, featured him a few times. Msafiri Zawose.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, it's so great to see you again.
Good to see you too.
Oh wow, you look great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so you're here at Access, probably. What are you trying to achieve here?
Attending.
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah, attending for the workshop.
Yeah.
Especially for the global market stuff and digital thing. Yeah,
you're interested in that
very much
because your music is traditional, but you know you're bringing it into the modern world. Hey, you have though your mbira. Will you play something?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
gosh, that is amazing. Okay, you can't see what he's holding, but it's a very, very, very small bira. I don't know, you can hold it in the palm of your hand, and it's incredible. You get all that sound and rhythm and groove out of that little tiny thing. It's amazing.
Yeah, this is a chirimba.
Oh, chirimba.
Yeah, chirimba.
Chirimba, chirimba.
Yeah.
How many keys does it have on it?
It's almost like 18 keys.
18 keys.
Yeah.
All right, so you play that. You play what else? I know you play a lot of the zeze.
Yeah, I play zeze, ngoma, filimbi.
Yes. So much
traditional instruments.
Yes, you're from Bagamoyo.
Yeah, originally from Bagamoyo.
Beautiful place. I haven't been, but you keep telling me to come.
Yeah, it's a beautiful town. It's like free town. So.
Oh, yeah. All right, so I have some music that you've asked me to play. This one is called Hadithi. Tell me about the song real quick.
Yeah, Hadithi is just, it's about the past and the present and the future. So it's pretty much about that. So it's like reminding people from the traditional, the modern, and the future also.
What are you saying? That all those things are important?
Yeah, all those things are important.
Yeah.
Like bring everything goes together instead of like excluding or just leaving some stuff that's not important, because everything is it's good, so we need to bring them all together.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Let's listen. Let's listen to the song. Safiri, but who's this guy singing? The first one was you, but who's this other guy?
Yeah, this is a Maasai.
Oh,
yeah, the Maasai guy from from Arusha. So pretty much like a famous tribe called Maasai. They have a very special voice. Yeah, so in the past like a year, I've been working pretty much underground music, and the aim was to bring all the traditional musician and music together into modern. And they say, I'm gathering the past, the present, and bring the future.
Oh.
So that's a new project, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it going to be an album, or is this an album already?
It's not. That's a single. So it's going to be an album. It's pretty much an album, which is coming. It will be with a short film as well. So, yeah. So it'll be just amazing, because I've been touring around across from like four different regional, like recording traditional, pretty much like a typical traditional, and sampling. And working together from the underground. So this is a new project. And also, this project will be a different kind of like a version of the album or tracks. It will be like I'll be working as a solo project album. And also it will be like a collaboration album as well. And other stuff also.
Okay, yes. I can't wait to hear the album. Let's listen to the rest of this song though. It's great.
Nine.
Msafiri, I love that song.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for sharing it.
All right, thank you too.
All right.
Hello, everybody. Ni Juliane, and I'm in the Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell on the Voice of America. I'll see you.
Yes, all right. And this is Heather Maxwell on the Voice of America, broadcasting this time from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. For Access 2023, we're getting near the end of the show. I have one more awesome guest. I've been really excited to meet you, Jules.
Yes.
Jules, what is your full name?
So it's Jules Osong, from Ghana, living in Toronto, Canada.
Okay. Yeah. And so what are you doing at Access?
Access, I'm here representing Canada and Ghana as well. I'm the president of African Music Week. That's a music conference that was started in Toronto, Canada in 2015.
Oh.
So this was inspired by Canadian Music Week, and I've been volunteering there for 10 years, and I love what they're doing in the music industry for the North American market. So As visionaries, we knew Africa was going to be on this level where it's at now. So I wanted to create a platform where our people can get educated, right, into knowing how to navigate the music world professionally.
Yes.
There's a talent and then there's a business side. So African Music Week is just that platform where we connect, network and build capacity with music professional in the industry and help our people succeed.
In Canada.
In Canada. And
so
also
diasporans.
In the diasporans. And then, you know, just connecting, you know, it's just a bridge between, you know, a bridge between Africans and the motherland, the diaspora.
But right.
When they come out, because when you speak to a lot of artists, What do they want? What's their dream? They want to go international. So going international, there's a business side, there's things they know, like, you know, there's best practices. We want to make sure that platform, African Music Week, is where they can actually come and converge every year in Toronto, so we can, you know.
And when is that, in case of?
It's June of every year.
June of every year.
Yes, the first week of June. You know, June happens to be the Black Music Month as well.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what it is.
Good timing.
Yeah,
good time. Okay, so if anyone listening happened to be, you know, around, you should go to that. But if not, they can connect with you. How can they connect with you?
African Music Week, on all social media platforms.
Okay.
And then through that also, we started a clothing brand that's also pushing the music scene. It's called Clothing by AIM.
Oh.
Africa in me, you know, motherland certified, because, you know, just like the hip-hop culture, music and fashion goes together.
Absolutely.
So those are just pushing the lifestyle and also empowering our global communities through the arts and culture. Yeah.
Okay. So how do we look at that online?
Clothing by AIM. So AIM.
Clothing by AIM.
AIM. Yeah, that's what that one is. Yeah, and it's one of the I'll call it the supreme of Africa. Literally, one of the street wear brands that's global with it. You know, virtually all the top artists across the continent are wearing it. You know, it's
awesome.
Not only.
Did you bring me something?
I'm actually going to have something sent to you. No, tell you what. I'm going to have something sent to you. I'll send you a care package when you get back to
You're
the
You're so stage. Sweet. Yeah, thank you, Jules. We're listening to Music Spirit by who?
Kwabena Mafia from Ghana.
I'm inspired back to my music.
My brother don't grab me, they don't call me brother.
right, that is a wrap. We are at the end of the show. Thank you so much, Jules.
It was my pleasure, and keep doing what you're doing. I'll keep, you know, pushing the culture forward.
Yes.
And everyone out there is the new Africa. It's here.
All right, we hear it.
Let's make it happen. And thank you again, Heather, for making this possible for us. And we'll see you.
All right. Everyone, this is Music Time in Africa. We are at the end of the show. Thanks for joining us. Stay safe.